Hello, Gary. This is Monday, December the 30th. About an hour, Kay and I are going up to see Dr. Spring. I've got the flu and she's got a cold. I'm going to take her up there and see if he ain't got a great long needle where he can give her a shot. Oh, what are you going to give me? We had a big time on our skiing trip. We didn't get to ski too much. We really enjoyed it Thursday over at Red River. Went back over there Friday. It was real cold and windy. And Cheryl, she got sick. And Kay, she got sick. And I got sick. So we didn't ski much that day. In fact, there's a whole bunch of them got sick. And we came home Saturday. We came back by Angel Fire to see what it looked like. We got an icy, snowy road back over that way, but they didn't have enough snow to ski over there. We kind of liked the looks of Angel Fire. Had to go up there sometime and try it out, I guess. Kay done real good skiing. I took her out on the bunny run for a while and then took her up on the pommel lift. And took her up there and she just run off and left me. And so I went on down and got her and took her back up and kind of got her to snow plow and hold it down that time. But yeah, she made several trips down and got where she could turn one way and then the other. If we could have skied quite a bit the next day, I think she would have learned a whole lot, but she'd done real good what time we were there. Some of the bucks skied over at Taos Friday. They said it was pretty good over there. It snowed while we were up there. If it hadn't been, we wouldn't even got skied, don't guess. We're still sitting here listening for this surprise that we're supposed to get. Been listening to news, Vietnam news, and we decided maybe that you ain't going to get to present that surprise because it sounded like you might be busy over there. We don't know. We kind of guessed it was a phone call, but we didn't know what it was. So maybe yet. Hope you can anyhow. Andy and Bill, well, they got their deal closed. Bill's supposed to start in the first, or he may have started today. I don't know. He was up skiing with us. He came home Saturday, too. I told you not to say nothing about it, you know, but they've got it all closed. Everybody knows it now. And, Bill is supposed to start in the first. Andy, he's sick today, so Bill may be out there. Don't know whether he is or not. John Gady, he's been gone. But he called this morning and told Jenks that he was out there. So I guess they'll get along without me. We went off. Me and John was both gone. Just kind of left the warehouse to Charles while we were gone. John, he left back the 18th of December, I believe, went up to see his kids. I don't know whether I've told you or not, the last pictures we got, we sure enjoyed looking at them. In fact, we looked at all the pictures again last night. And while Kay was here, she kind of wanted to see them again. We did too, so we looked at all of them again. If you get any more, well, send them to us. We'd like to see them. Let us know if you got your big card that the whole bunch signed while we was up at Taos. The night of our party, we sent this big card around to get everybody there to sign it. I think it's 50 or 52 signatures on it, I believe somebody said. We sure thought a lot about you while we were up there and wished you could be with us. Maybe next time you can be. Gary, we have a tape here of Paul Smith's, his radio program. I think we told you. We never have sent it to you. We're going to send it to you. And don't erase it, because he wants it back. And after you hear it, why, we'll send you his address, and you send it on back to him. We also have another tape from Bill Phillips. We'll send it to you. And Bill said if you'd send the tape back to him, he would tape you another sermon or two on it and send it back to you again. Bill and his family were here yesterday. He done the preaching yesterday morning and last night. They're on vacation, and they wanted to come up this way anyhow, so we just got him to do the preaching while he's up this way.
Hello, buddy. It's nearly 10 o'clock on the 30th here, and you haven't got to call yet, so we feel sure that something's come up to keep you from it. But we understand, and we know it's lots more of a disappointment for you than it is for us, so we'll just put up with it and hope for the best next time. But the first chance you get, well, we hope you will call. And you just have to call both of us, I guess, this way. We went over to see Lloyd Shackelford this afternoon. He took sick after we got home. And Cheryl hadn't felt good at all. And there's been so many of them sick. But I think everybody's kind of on the mend already. And we went over to see Cheryl and Lloyd late this afternoon. And they were both maybe feeling a little bit better. Jim had... We thought he'd gone to Lubbock, but he had gone out to help Wes some, so we didn't see him this evening. Mom said to tell you hi if you called, and Janet and said to tell you hello, and Jane, and oh, I don't know who all said. Everybody we talked to said tell you hello, so we'll just say hi for everybody, and then if we get to talk to you later, well, we can do it again.
Yeah, your daddy and I did go to the doctor, but I didn't get to have that shot like he told you I was going to. He didn't get one either, and I think we're going to do all right. It's more of just a cold now, so I don't feel near as bad as, I don't believe he feels near as bad as he did either. But your mother said that we went over to Lloyd's this afternoon and to Cheryl's. We took Cheryl a flower, but we weren't so nice to Lloyd. We took him a big brass bell so he could ring it and get all those ladies over there to wait on him if he needed anything. We decided he'd wait on everybody enough up in the mountains. And we just finished a game of Millboard, and we haven't done much of anything at all. It just seems like we've all just been lacking for quite a bit of energy, just kind of blah. But we were really anxious to hear from you and anxious to hear how you were doing. So. And how your teeth are doing and how you're feeling. So be sure and let us know as soon as you can. I was kind of afraid that maybe that our letters might get mixed up some way since we've had all this change of where you're going to write and everything, but I guess I will hear as soon as I get back to Abilene. But until I do hear from you again, will you know that I'm thinking about you and that I'm wondering how you're doing. And I love you, and just be real careful, and here's your mother again.
Buddy, the little kids next door, got 3 bicycles for Christmas. And Denny, the little bitty one, he ran over the Farron, the next boy, and broke his arm. And Gladys was over this evening, and they came and followed her. And here was Farron with his broken arm, and Denny looking real cute, those big old brown eyes looking like he wondered what happened.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.